Paranormal Ramblings. Every once in a while, I come out with an article about the paranormal. I have often said I don't like it when UAP seminars are mixed with paranormal ones. I want to clarify this stand. The ordinary ghost stuff is a topic which pulls down the credibility of UAP sightings and news in the eyes of many people. Having said this, while I don't like the paranormal linked to the subject of UAPs, I have to acknowledge some things which might be thought of as paranormal, could be due to actions by extraterrestrials if indeed they are here, and more credible investigators and even scientists are saying they could be living among us or at least in hidden cities both on land and under the water. I read something the other day which made me laugh. It was an article complaining about a crisis in the United Kingdom. What do you think this crisis was? No, it was not about prices, oil or anything that simple. It was thought to be one that had no solution. What do you think is the very last thing anyone would think it could be? I will end the suspense. The article indicated the United Kingdom is running out of ghosts and the author indicated they might be moving on to their reward. If ghosts exist and are the spirits of people, wouldn't there be an endless supply? After all, every year about 60 million people die. Technology might soon blur the line between the paranormal and UAPs and the newest devices. As AI improves, it will be able to create what could be viewed as ghosts, which in reality will be holograms. Just imagine you are asleep and someone decides to play a joke on you and sends a hologram of a scary ghost into your room which wakes you. I certainly could see how someone might be terrified thinking this was a paranormal vision. The AI might also be able in the future, of creating realistic looking images of extraterrestrials. One of the paranormal events which seems to be reported many times is people seeing and sometimes photographing ghosts through windows. I myself went to the Amityville Horror House and took a photo of a weird face looking out at me. Incidentally, this annoyed the owner who came running out and asked me to leave even though I was on a public street. I was finished anyway with my photos, so I left. So many supposedly empty houses where there were tragedies which resulted in deaths seem to exhibit these things. You can view the picture of the face I took at the Amityville Horror House in the written article. One of the paranormal events some people see are demonic faces. This has gone on throughout history and I am sure it might have resulted in death for many. Anyway, scientists say they have found the reason for this and it has to do with a certain rare condition. The condition is known as prosopramptum morphopsia. That is quite a mouthful. It is said to be caused by a brain malfunction and has nothing to do with mental illness, although some people have been misdiagnosed as having a mental illness because of it. One type of ghostly movement which is being reported lately is the movement of glasses of drinks moving on their own. Is this just a ploy to get more business or is it a paranormal experience? First of all, several bars have been caught trying to hoax people into believing they were haunted. The last one I saw had a sound system installed under the ceiling tiles and would broadcast ghostly sounds every once in a while. As for drinks moving, there could be a couple of different reasons for this. The bar could be wet and not quite level. As far as glasses jumping off of shelves, this could easily be duplicated. I think far more proof is needed before any of these claims can be verified. Did you know there is a village which is empty because no one wants to live there because they think it is haunted? The village is in India and the name of it is Kuldara. It was abandoned in the 19th century. The village had a curse put on it. Before the residents left, they cursed the place. The reason for the curse was the leader was a tyrant. Today it is in bad condition, so even if anyone was brave enough to go back, it would not be a practical idea. We cannot escape the fact many people have had near-death experiences and some experts admit they are still puzzled about this. There are several different ideas about these events. The first is they were real. Another is they are our minds playing tricks on us, and the third is they are a religious experience and God thinks we are not ready to die and we have unfinished business on earth. I believe in the third alternative. There are many different ways this experience affects the rest of their lives and mostly for the better. I guess the studying of this event will continue, perhaps forever. There is a place in India which is considered one of the most haunted, and the local government seems to go along with this. It is Bangi Fort, Rajasthan. The story goes, a holy man was meditating and the construction annoyed him. He got angry and cursed the fort. Today it is said it is so haunted that no one is allowed in after dark due to an abundance of paranormal activity. The fort was built in 1573. It is 146 miles from Delhi. One of the crazy things about it is when the ruler lived there, no house in the nearby town was allowed to be taller than his own, and if a shadow of one of the houses fell on his own, he said he would destroy the town. The fort had columns which made its shadow fall on the ruler's home, and he destroyed the town and the fort at the time. A different reason for the curse was also cited. It was said a priest fell in love with the princess and tried to use a love potion on her, but she threw it down onto a large rock which rolled over the priest, and with his dying breath he cursed the town. I am not sure if this included the fort. There are so many paranormal tales, we could talk about them for years.